Well, heartbreaking loss here this evening. Congratulations to Arizona for moving on to the NFC Championship game. It's tough to swallow. I thought that our team came in here. Preparation was excellent. I mean, just the energy and just the focus, and all the way through the team meeting this morning at the hotel, there wasn't a doubt in our mind we were going to win the football game. And I think the game was tonight was pretty much a microcosm of our season. Adversity, time and time again, our guys just fought through it. Our defense, keeping the point totals, getting after a great offense of Arizona. So special teams did a poor job with the field position there at times with the ball placement. But I thought our coverage units played very well. And lost Micah Hyde there earlier in the game. Punt return situation had to be cautious with Jared Aberderis after, with the injury to Randall Cobb. So we were stressed offensively. I thought the players did an excellent job on the sideline making adjustments and just kept balance. So we had a lot of opportunities. Our guys fought right to the end. We know these games come down to big plays. Points are about making big plays, and Arizona made one more big play than we did. So that's my summary. Questions, please.
Pretty much not allowed to make the big play until the overtime. What happened on that because Gerald was so wide?
What was the first part of your question?
The fact that you guys, for the most part, hadn't allowed the big play until the one in the overtime, though,
Gerald. Yeah, we had a broken coverage there, yes. It's a broken coverage.
Mike, did you get an explanation of what happened? The coin didn't flip over. Is that what happened there?
Yeah, that's what they said. He said that's why he did it a second time.
Mike, we heard what you told us. What do you tell your guys? You've had a hell of a lot of heartbreaking playoff losses.
Well, this isn't really time to reminisce about the past. Obviously, we came in here. This is the 2015 Packers. We had all of our goals still intact when we walked in here. Unfortunately, they're not as we walk out. So, and what I said to the team is frankly between myself and the football team.
Like, what did you see? How did you see the Hail Mary play out from your perspective?
Well, you think it was definitely playing Aaron to his right. He rolled right earlier in the series, and frankly, just with the protection, they took the timeout, set their defense, and went through some pressure. Smart call, defensively, and Aaron recognized it, bought himself some time, and slid to his left and made it. I don't know if anybody can make that throw, and then just an incredible. Effort and catch by Jeff Janis. So, tremendous football play, blood and guts, however you want to describe it. And I think that's a great reflection of our football team.
The way your defense had played, were you somewhat okay with losing the coin toss?
I mean, I really didn't overanalyze it. It's part of the game. You worry about things you can control, and obviously I can't control the flip of the coin. I expected us to, stop them. And, Carson made an excellent play breaking, stepping out of a, couple tackles there and then finding Larry. And then, Larry's yards after the catch was obviously the backbreaker. I can't say we played our best game. We didn't play well. We didn't do enough to win. We had a lot of things we needed to overcome, and they just kept battling. So,
Mike, you talk a lot about next man up, Janis and Aberderis.
I'm very proud of those young men. They've worked their tails off all year to get an opportunity. You look at Jared and Abby, what he went through in training camp. Frankly, getting hurt in the first practice, missing all training camp, and just working his way up, and then had another setback here midseason, and kept working for the opportunity, and definitely cast in. Jeff Janis is, he's taking advantage of some opportunities, and he's just a young man that needs to play. He's got a lot of raw ability, and he made some huge plays tonight.
Mike,
In what ways did you have to alter your offense when you're down to three healthy lines?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, obviously you have a game plan. There's personnel groups. You feel like you're going to get better looks than the others, and those looks, you know, come from the three wide receiver sets. So you never want to be one player away from getting out of a personnel group. So that's why we didn't go in with any four wide receiver sets. But, you know, just put us more into a you know, traditional, call it regular two backs, tight end, two receivers. So.
Did you think, you know, the way your team had come together, sort of, did you think you had enough to beat any team in this tournament, any of the eight remaining teams?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, this team here, I mean, this is a hell of a football team we played here tonight. So we clearly expected to beat Arizona, and we didn't make enough plays to get it done. So, I mean, if you're looking for comparables and so forth, yes, we clearly felt that we could, you know, beat anybody anywhere.
Regretting the challenge after you kind of saw the replays of Fitzgerald's catch? I don't know what a catch is.
Sure, I don't regret that. I don't know what the hell a catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I didn't like the explanation, but, you know, that's football.
Two more.
Whether it's the fail Mary game or other playoff losses or this, you're always so even-keeled by the time you get out here by us. What are your emotions when a game ends like this, when you don't have a second? Are you always this composed? Do you always handle it like this? I don't know if any of the people could.
I don't feel very composed right now, so I don't know how to answer the question.